Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara. We are 9 lines from the bottom of Tesvav Amar Beis. We're continuing in, I think, today, and really to the top of tomorrow, will be the last of the Agada today. A lot of nice ideas from the story of Megillah. Then we'll get into a little bit of the Shvatim and Mechiras Yosef, because about Binyamin there, we're going to come back to the Megillah. Some nice, very nice ideas. A lot of them we should be familiar with from Rashi and Chumash and from Rashi and the Megillah. Different Chazals that come up in today's Gemara. The Gemara says, Naveisaper, Lehem Hamas Kavod Osher Vez Robanav. So Haman told them about the glory of his wealth and he had many children. These large number of children. Rav Lamed, that he had 30 children. Asara Meis, 10 died, Vasara Nitlu, and 10 were hanged. That's when the Asara Meis Haman. We read Vasachas, we're going to have that today's also. Vasara Machzirin, Al Psachim, 10 became very poor, they had to beg for food. Rabbanan Amre, Osin Shemachzirin, Al Psachim, Shivin Havano, the ones who were going door to door asking for food and no money, they were actually 70. Dechsiv, Siveim Belechem Niskaru. This is actually a reference to, this is a pasuk in Shmuel, which Targum Yonason explains that this is a reference to the Bnei Haman. Sveim Belechem Niskaru, that the sons of Haman who are full have now hired themselves out for bread, meaning they're so poor, they need to go door to door. And we're learning Altikre Sveim, that they were eventually full, but rather Elas Shivim, that there were 70, as if it was written that there were 70 of them, and that's where the drasha is, that there were 70. There's 208. Has the gematria of 208. The gemara says, "Verov, why are you assuming it's with the out of vav?" The gematria masan rabesav. It's really 214. Now, Rav Nachman, it's rov. So no, it's rov without an extra vav, and the numerical value therefore should be 208. Again, there are very deep inyanim to all of these. What is 208, 214, 70, and 30? Those all have very deep sodos. The Maharal explains them. We don't have time to get into all this, but at time we should know. Again, every gemara is very deep, and there's a lot of deeper kavanas to what the gemara is telling us, to what we see at face value. Now the gemara continues. Balailahu nadada. We read it. Shnas Hamelech, that the night he couldn't sleep, and this is the famous drasha. Matanchem nidash shnas malchus shayolam doesn't mean the melech. A lot of times, the reference to not just the melech of Achashverosh, rather the melech as the king of kings, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Ki'ilu Kaviyachos Hashem, when he doesn't listen to us, he lets us suffer, that's Ki'ilu Hashem Kaviyachos sleeping. However, when the king is not able, he's disturbed, that's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbanan say that it's really the, not necessarily HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather the celestial things above, the angels. So too before, Achashverosh was also moved below. Rava Amar Shnas HaMelech HaShverosh Mavash. No, Shnas is the sleep of HaShverosh himself. Nafalei Milsa B'dayte. He had a thought to himself. Amar Man to come and present to Esther LaHaman. He kept thinking about the fact, why was Esther inviting Haman to the banquet? Dilma Eitza Kashak L'Leya Dehu Gavra L'Mikle. Maybe they want to, who Gavra is referring to himself. He's referring to himself in the third person. He's saying, maybe they want to kill that man. They want to kill me. But there's nobody, but somebody, if they're plotting against me, then maybe there's some, one of my advisors, my secret agents would tell me that there's a plot to kill me. And he says, wait a second, Taka, maybe it was a time, maybe there was a time where somebody did me a big favor and I never paid him back. Maybe that's why people say it's not worth it even to tell me anything, because I'm a guy who doesn't pay back for what people do good for me. So therefore, he ordered that the book of the Zichronos Divrei Yamim would be brought, and that's where it was written by Mordechai. They should be read. They're actually read amongst themselves, that the one who's reading them didn't actually want to mention the idea of Mordechai, and miraculously, basically, it was read that the pages turned back, and he ended up having to say it. And it was found what was written. It should have said it was a writing was found, that it was already in the book. Why does it say it had been written in the present? Melamed, this is teaching us now, turning on to the next time with the Zayin Melalev. Shishimshai Moichek. Shamshai was a terrible person. Shamshai was somebody who worked for Koresh. We see that in Sefer Ezra, he comes up over there, and he convinced them to, he also convinced Koresh to stop the Beis HaMikdash, rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Also during Achashverosh, they wanted to rebuild it, and again, he came about and he wanted to stop it. Here, some explain actually that he was the son of Haman, this Shimshai, a very terrible person. So anyway, he was trying to erase from that record for the book about Mordechai saving the king. Gavriel miraculously was like rewriting it to see that it was still there, and Achashverosh probably asked about it, and he ended up reading it. The merit of Yisrael is not erased below. That something above, meaning if Gabriel could travel to this world in Jewish behalf, certainly in Shemayim, he can, where he already is, he can intercede on our behalf and beg Hashem not to have bad things happen to us. Nothing had been done for Mordechai. Number Rava, love Nesha Avin is Mordechai. Not necessarily because they actually love Mordechai so much. Love Nesha Son and Haman. They hated Haman. He was a terrible guy, and they knew that Haman was like the enemy of Mordechai. So therefore, he knew that he'd be so upset about the fact, right? Enemy is a friend. That they knew that Haman hated Mordechai so much, so they wanted this good thing to happen to Mordechai. So Hechin Lisa prepared for him. Tana Lo Hechin, he prepared for himself the gallows. The drasha via that he was really preparing himself the gallows eventually that he was going to be hanged on Haman. Now the Gemara continues talking about Lemordechai. Again, this is a reference to, he said, go get the thing that you said to do the Lemordechai Yehudi. So Gemara says, before Mordechai Yehudi, says, Amarle, Manu Mordechai, who is this? Who is this Mordechai? He says, Mordechai Amarlei, HaYehudi, the Jew, Amarlei, there's a lot of people named Mordechai. It's like saying Yehuda, there's a lot of Yehudas, a lot of people named Mordechai. So Gemara says, Amarlei, Ayosha Bashar Melech, the one who sits at the king's gate, Amarlei, Sagile Bechad, it's great, Inami Bechad Nara. So Haman said, he realized, oh my gosh, I just said it, I thought it was definitely for me, Belibo, right? He said it was definitely for me, and then he realized it's a terrible mistake, and Mordechai is going to be granted all this great gedulah. He says, why don't you just give him a village, give him a river, something that he collect taxes from, that should be his own possession. Why are you giving him this great honor of wearing a coat and going on the sus? And we're like, Hanamitovli, you say, you know what, Taka, that's a good raya, that's a good idea. Take that as well, meaning give him the town, give him the river that you just suggested for tax collection, and also give. I'll do the Rechashot. Don't omit anything. That's the lesson of it's a repetition. Similarly, that don't leave out anything for what you just said. Don't just not leave out anything you just said, but even in addition, what you just said about giving him a land instead, do that. Give him a land, and then also as well ride on him in the stores. Now the Gemara says, "Vika Chaman Levush." So someone took the garments and the horse. Azo Ashkei Diaser Rabbanan Kameh. So he went to where the Rabbanan were sitting before Mordechai. Machvelei Hilchos Kamitza Rabbanan. And that day they were learning halachos of Kamitza. Kamitza is the avoda of a mincha. The coin, right, holds an and he bends his middle three fingers where he lifts that part of the komets, the flour that's there, and he puts it on the mizbeach. So that's the part of the lachos of kamitza. So we see the lachos of kamitza. Rashi points out because that day was the day after Pesach, the first day of Pesach, and during the time of the Beis Hamikdash was there, they used to be they would bring the korban omer, which was we had to do kamitza for the korban omer. So they were learning the halachas. As we learned in the Gemara Titus, we saw this just in the Daf Yomi recently, that a person who learns the halachas that are relevant to that day, it's ki'ilu you were magriv and brought those korbanos on that day. That's why we see korbanos every day. Also, is that Gemara over there in Titus. So here also they were learning on that day to mekayim that. So the Gemara says, "Kevin Nachad the Mordechai Dapik Lekabei System Yacher Bei Bimartas." When everyone had seen what's going on, Mordechai became very scared. Martas got scared. Amar later, Rabbanan, I reached out the Mikdal Nashika. I say this guy's definitely coming to kill me. Zila Mekamei to the Lasevu Begalhaso. He's gonna throw coals on you also, meaning he's gonna burn you to try to kill you also. Guys, you should leave. Mordechai put on his talis over his head, and his tifa is a national over his head. We pointed that out before. Person should really be davening by a tifa. Person's married for sure. And he wears the talis he's wearing over his head when he's dominating Shmuel Esrei for sure. Asay Haman v'asay lekamayos. And Haman was there. Ve'orechad desalik Mordechai. Let's still say he waited there until Mordechai finished davening because it inspired. He didn't bother him while he was still davening. Amarlei b'mayas kisu. So he asked while the people were learning. He saw the people while Mordechai was davening. He asked the people who were learning, "What are you guys learning?" Amarlei b'smashu b'smashu kaya madim mina min chamaisim mina kuntz. It doesn't mechaperlei. Someone would donate. He would offer to donate a mincha, and he would get kapara. So the Gemara says. And he would bring his fistful, and he would get a kapara. So the Gemara says, "Amar lehu asa milakum to come to didaychu." So he said that this fistful that you're learning about, didaychu asar alfa kikar kasba didaych, the 10,000 silver which I was willing to pay achashverah to destroy the Jews, that was more chashiv to you. And Tosfos says that comes out to he's giving him half the amount of half a shekel of all of Klal Yisrael to keilu be poda them to kill them. Amar le Rasha, Mordechai said, upon hearing this, you're Rasha, you're a terrible person. Avet shekana nechasim evan lemina chaslami. Where do you even get this money from? You're my evet. We saw before, right? You bought him for kikar lechems, bought him for some bread, and Haman was a slave of Mordechai. So he says, you stole that money from me also. That money was mine, not yours. You stole it anyway, and you're such a Rasha. So put on these nice garments and ride this horse to buy the Malka because the king wants you to do this. So he said, wait a second, I have to go to the bathhouse and cut my hair. I don't look good right now. Mordechai was fasting. He was fasting for 3 days, so he was very, he didn't look so good. That's not a good state right now, so he wanted to cut his hair, go to the bathhouse, so he should look good when going out. So he would cut his hair. The Achronim asked, how is he allowed to cut his hair? It's Chalamoid. It's Asr to cut your hair in Chalamoid. So the Achronim, some of the Achronim want to give a teretz that when you there's an exception to the rule. If a person was in jail, then he's allowed to cut his hair. So the similar exception is that Mordechai was fasting. Ki'ilu was in jail. He wasn't allowed
for way beyond his onus, beyond his ability to get a haircut properly, be dressed for the moed, so he was allowed to cut his hair. Maybe for the Kavanah Malchus, another answer, Kavanah Malchus, we would be docha this. Either way, lavar achara lishtamshim mani malchus hafi. So anyway, I'm not going to go in. I'm not in a good state. I want to clean myself. Shadra Esther vashnu lakule b'nei b'nei lakule umne. So she, Esther, knew that this was going on. So she made all of the bathhouse people who works in the bathhouses and all the barbers. Umne is literally listen, sometimes people have bloodlet. Here means obviously someone who's in the bathhouse. So Haman would have to himself personally attend and embarrass himself to take care of Mordechai. Interesting why that was so chashuv that this embarrassment should happen to Haman, but I guess it was part of his humiliation, should lead to his downfall. So she brought Mordechai into the bathhouse and Haman brought Mordechai to the bathhouse and bathed him. V'azel aisev v'zuzam v'beisev v'kashakam b'nei mazayim. So Haman went. He brought the scissors, zuzam the scissors from his house, and he was cutting Mordechai's hair. V'adid kashakel le'inagem v'esnach. He started to groan. Amar lei amaya kamisnach. Why are you groaning? So Mordechai asked him, why are you groaning? Amar lei gar v'davi chashiv le'malkam mekulei ravrone. Person who was more chashiv than everybody else in the king's the noble people, the chashiv people in the king. I was like the most chashiv. Hashtali shave balin of a sapper and elikami, become a bathhouse attendant, become a barber. I'm really Russia. Again, Russia, Velavs, sapper, what are you pretending like you're so chashu? Sapper shakfar katsumayisa. You were the barber in Kartsum, Tana, Haman sapper shakfar. Katsumayisa, Mishnaim Shana, 22 years, you are a barber. Don't make it seem like you're the most chashu person in the world. It's like something never befit you. You were cutting hair for 22 years. So after Haman cut Mordechai's hair, he dressed him in the royal garments. Amrlei sakarachav. He said, "Go on the horse and then start riding. I'm going to take you around." Amrlei lo yachinar. Mordechai said, "I'm not able to go into Mount Kishlei Chulim in my tanis. I was just fasting for 3 days. I can't." Gachim v'selik. So Haman had to bend down, and Mordechai stepped on his back, going onto the horse. Kisalik b'itbe. Not only that, when he was already bowed down, Mordechai like kicked him in the face. Amalek Siv Lechu, so Haman responded to him, Benoy Falvechal, Tismach, when enemy is falling, should not rejoice. So now you let it kick me and rejoice in the fact that I'm falling in front of you. Amalek Hani Mila Bisrael, Mordechai answered, that's only when it's a Yid, who is the person who's your enemy. However, Aval Bididai Chuk Siv Vatal Mosin Sidroch, that when it comes to non Jewish enemies, it's said that you should go, Bamosimu is like the high places you should tread upon them. Tidroch is Tidroch is to tread on them. Is that from them, Bamosimu is high places you should be able to tread on them. So that means that we can go on you and step on you. So it says, this shall be done for the king who wants to, the king wants to honor. Kevin Nakit, Vazel Bishvila Devei Haman. This is a pretty famous, midrash that we learned in kindergarten. As, Mordechai through the streets of Haman's house. Chazese Bartzit the Kaimaya Igra. Haman's daughter was standing on the roof. She saw Sarvai Derachi Vavua. She thought that the one who was riding was her father. Who would be more chashu than my father? And the one who was taking him was Mordechai. V'ai desakit kamei Mordechai. The one who was walking must be Mordechai. Shaka atzis deves hakise. So she took, remnants of the stuff in the bathroom. So like disgusting urine or whatever it may have been. V'shadase reisha davuya. And she threw it on her father, thinking that it was Mordechai. Dala enes. The Haman raised his eyes up. V'chaze davuya. And she saw that it was actually her father. She was in shock. Naflamigra da arsa mesa. Therefore she fell. And she fell off the rooftop, and she died from seeing that. Really, you have to read the Hemshech Lepasik. V'Haman Yidchav Talbiso Evel V'Chafirosh. The Hemshech is an important part for us. Is that he was Evel? Why was it Evel that he was in a state of mourning? He actually was mourning because his daughter had died. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says Sheshav LeSakal Tanisa that you're. He went back to his sackcloth and his fasting. Haman went back again. He was in Avelos in mourning. Evel Abito, he was mourning for his daughter just died. The whole thing that he had urine thrown at him, the embarrassment in front of everybody, that was terrible. But he stopped on the Zerah, so he said it to his wife and his friends. And also says, the Hemshech of the Pasuk says, the wise people. Someone who says something wise, like Chachma Goyim Tamin, that they could say sir, wise, they had wise advice also sometimes, therefore, since someone's from wise and wisdom, they were smart. What did they tell him? If Mordechai is from the Jews, and you're not going to go against him because they're on the way up right now. The Mar says, "Amru like clearly they knew. They clearly knew that Mordechai was. He's called Mordechai Yehudi. They knew he was a Jew. Rather, so they said, Mishar Shvatim Glasim. Mordechai is coming from the other tribe. Jachal, maybe you could beat him. Avah Mishavet Yehuda, Bidam, Ephraim, Manasseh, Lo Yechoslei. Those four shots, you're not able to beat him. Why? Yehuda Dechsev Yadach Barif Evecha. The pasuk says, your hand will be on your enemy's nape. Ain Enach the other Enamin Ephraim Manasseh. It says."
The psukim in Tehillim tell us that these tribes, no one's going to be able to go against them, and these are very strong tribes. So clearly, this is something that give the chashivas of these shvatim. So if he comes from Binyam, you're not going to be able to defeat him. You're going to fall before him. Why do you have to double lashon of falling? Sometimes Kali Yisrael is referred to the dust of the earth and also to the stars. Sometimes when they fall, they go pretty hard down. They fall all the way down. They rise up all the way to the stars. And you know, we mamash just experienced that 60 years ago when we fell to the dust of the earth, mamash, and we were killed to dust also, mamash, terrible in the Holocaust. And then we rose up to have a state of our own, a country of our own, a place of our own, where Talmud Torah has never been as high as it ever has been. There's more people learning Torah now than probably ever existed combined in all the years together of Jews, which is unbelievable, and that's a very good thing. Again, obviously, nothing is perfect, and we have a lot to work on. And the secular nature of a lot of things is not lechachila, but still, it's still a wonderful accomplishment. How many people are learning, and how much we rose from the ashes, literally the ashes of how bad the Holocaust had just experienced us, and we go up to the stars, you can go all the way up. So the kings came, and they came quickly. They came to, they confused. Dein Rashi points out, even to the point where he didn't have a chance to wash himself off from the urine and all the things that were thrown at him by his daughter. So he came in such a horrible state, smell probably. Now we're going to find out the banquet. And he says that we've been sold, and it's going to be bad for the king. Also, Esther said to Achashverosh, that this person, this enemy, Haman, is not concerned with the damage done to the king. He was jealous of Vashti, and he killed her only because he was jealous of you. Right, that was Memuchan, and the Gemara told us before that Memuchan really was Mordechai, was Haman, that he's the one who recommended to kill Vashti. He also wants to kill me. He says, who wants to do Bikesh? Who wants to do this terrible thing? Vayomer, she said twice in the Shonos of the Psukim. It says over there, it says Vayomer, and then it says Vayomer again. Why? This was when Achashverosh was responding to Esther through a Turgaman to show an honor for the king. Then came with Amr Lehmi to Beit Shaul Kasina. I come from the house of Shaul. I come from my house myself. He then didn't feel like he had to speak through her through Turgaman, showing that she was inferior. Rather, she was on a very high level, lofty level. Well, she comes from Malchus, so also he spoke to her on the level and spoke to her directly, not through Turgaman. So then what happened? Tomer Esther Ishtar Va'iv Haman Araz, that it's this terrible Haman. She actually was saying Ishtar Va'ira. This wicked person was not actually referencing to Haman, she was pointing towards Achashverosh. You're the one who allowed this to happen. And then Malach Vasetah Yad Kapi Haman, that was a bad argument. So the angel came, turned her hand towards Haman, and then he ended up saying Haman. And therefore, he saw that Haman was coming to do this. So Melach Kamba Chamaso, the king got up in his rage, and he went to the Bisan, right, the area of the Shav, the Bisan, the area of the garden. So just like you're sitting and going out, just when he got up to go outside, he was really mad, he was furious. Also, when he's coming back, he was really furious. So he saw that there was angels who appeared to be like people. They were uprooting trees for no reason. What are you guys doing? Haman actually commanded us to do this. So he saw like Haman thinks he's taking charge of my garden, telling him what to do. He didn't even consult me about uprooting this. Again, the malachim came and showing him his questioning of Haman. Asa the bisei, how could you get back to the house? If Haman fell amita, and Haman was falling in front of Esther. And why does it say no fell? He was falling in the present tense as opposed to not fall. He fell. That should have been used. He fell in front of Esther in the past. No, Dafka, when Achashverosh came back, in the present, he fell down in front of the presence of Achashverosh. Woe is to the inside, woe is to the outside. Both places you're trying to take control. Trying to control my wife and trying to take control of the plants outside. And then you said the famous line that Achashverosh said, you're also trying to conquer the queen while I'm here. That's terrible. I'm in front of you. You're no chutzpah. He was actually part of the council of Haman to kill Mordechai and the Jews. It's also ever when his council had not been fulfilled, Miad Barach, he immediately fell away. He was trying to flee. It's interesting. I don't think there's necessarily like the piyut that we say after the famous Shoshanas Yaakov. We say Vegam Charvana Zachar Latov. Eventually, meaning, unless you assume that this man Damar would say that he did tshuva after, it doesn't seem like that because they ran away. It doesn't seem like the piyut is going like this. This Chazal over here that assumes that Charvana
was through and through bad. Nothing works. And the king's anger eventually cooled down a little bit. So the Gemara says, why does it mean that literally he forgot it and he was calming down? So the Gemara says, the king of the Malkus Shalom is Kadosh Baruch Hu. That again, that the Klal Yisrael was bowing down to the image of Nebuchadnezzar. You know, that's what Marsha thinks. That anger, Hashem was he accepted their tshuva. Achas Malkus Shalom, Achas Malkus Achashverosh, Achashverosh said against Haman was no longer as angry as he was before. Others say they were both refers to the Achashverosh against Haman. Achas Shal Esther. One was that Haman had sought to do to Esther. Achas Shal Vashti. One what Haman to do to Vashti. Now the Gemara continues going back to the Mechiras. I mean, as it mentioned a little bit about Yosef and because we're going to end up coming to full circle to Mordechai. Because we're going to say, that when Yosef gave each of them clothing, and he gave five pairs of clothing to Binyamin. And where it says, the thing that himself, Yosef, had suffered from the fact that his brothers were so jealous of him from the Tonus Passim, and yet he was going to fall, turning on to the next night, Kashabo, he is going to fall and stumble over himself. I'm going to have two sellers' weight of fine woolen garment, the special Tonat HaPasim that was given to Yosef. Yosef Yaakov, Yosef Misharechav, that led to tremendous jealousy. Nisgagal Davar Vyardo Vasilim Mitzrayim. And our Klai Yisrael had to go down to Egypt because of that. Because of the fact that Yosef was involved with Yosef had gotten a special privilege of the special coat, it made his brothers jealous, and they ended up wanting to kill him because of that. So just because of that, that led to the whole Mechiras Yosef and going down to Mitzrayim. So Yosef didn't learn that, not to create jealousy. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yefes Ramaz Ramaz. No. There's a much deeper nevuah going on over here. This clothing was Asid Ben Natsis Bimena. There's going to be a son who would come from Shev Binyamin. We know Mordechai came from Binyamin. Siyasav Nemelach Mechmishim Melachos. As the pasuk says, Amar Mordechai Yatzav Bevush. I'll read the whole pasuk. It says Mordechai Yatzav and that is, so those are five different types of clothing, the blue, the white, right? The different, all those materials are five different materials over there that Mordechai was going with. And then the pasuk, and everyone was happy at that point. So again, this was a remes, the five garments that Mordechai would be wearing. The Rashi actually takes out this girsa. Others, the Marsha wants to say they should keep it in because it says tzavare, as opposed to everyone else's tzavar. There's tzavare. Why is dafka next? Amar Rabbi Elazar, because kacha bacha al shnei mikdashim shazin liyos b'chalkos b'nyanim v'asin liycharev. It's a remez that he was crying not just over Binyamin that he missed his Binyamin, but over the Beis HaMikdash that was going to be destroyed in his chilek. He was, you know, half the chilek of the Beis HaMikdash was Binyamin, half was Yehuda, mamish in the middle. Binyamin bachal tzavarav. Binyamin was crying on him. Why? Bachal mishkan shilo, because the shilo shasili abachakos shilos v'asili lacharev is going to be destroyed. It was lasted a very long time, 350 years. Mishkan shilo, and that was eventually also destroyed in the time of the Plishtim. V'nei enechem roas v'nei achim Binyamin. And you see the eyes of Binyamin. Amar Belazar, Amar Lahem. So what was he? Again, we're just now Agav. We're talking about different drushes about what happened with Yosef and the brothers and their action. Shem shem believe al Binyamin achay shaloya b'chiras. Just like I have nothing against Binyamin. Rashi and Chumash quotes this. Kachem believe alechem. I have nothing against you guys. Also, let's have Binyamin. A lot of these famous chazals. Rashi and Chumash quotes many of them. You go to the one above as well. And so I have nothing. No resentment against you guys either. Just like Binyamin had nothing to do with it. I have nothing against you guys either. Ki apiyam debar alechem. When I'm speaking in kipid, just like as my mouth is speaking, and I'm telling you, I have any qualms against you. I have nothing against you. Kainly be so. To my heart feels, and I really feel like I have nothing against you. What an amazing, just a level of not caring of everything that happened and all the suffering that he had gone through, and he didn't keep any of that anger towards his animosity towards his brother. Really, an amazing mida from Yosef Atzadik. He gave 10 donkeys with the best of Egypt. What were the best things of Egypt? He gave wine, aged wine, which is apparently very good for the elderly. They enjoy wine because it warms them, makes them feel better. This is again the best type of wine from Mitzrayim. They bowed before them. This is what people say. When a fox has his time, should bow to him. That implies that even if you're the lion or a higher stature than him, you should still bow to him if he got honored with the malchus, if he's a king or higher position than you. The Gemara says, Tala. He wasn't compared to a fox. Why? He was the lion at the time. Why is he compared to a fox? Ella. Itmarach Mino. Rabbi Elazar's statement was not even going on the brothers. Rather, he was greater than them at this point, like in everything. When Yaakov Avinu was bowing to his son in his request that he should be able to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. So Amar Rabbi Nami Avraham Elazar Tala Bina Sagale. This one, Yaakov Bina was his father. He had to respect his father. Yosef had to respect him. Not that vice versa, but still, when a fox has his time, you bow to him. So to Yosef, even though he was his son and less chashuv than his father, obviously, and Yaakov Bina raised him and he was chiyav to mechabed him, he still was bowing to him because he is the one who was in control of being able to bury him in Eretz Yisrael in Maras Machpila. Vayinachem Osam Vaydal Verlim. Continue with the story of Yosef that he spoke words upon their heart. Amar He spoke to things that were acceptable. He reassuring things. If 10 lights could not extinguish one light, meaning you guys tried to kill me and you were unable to, I want to try to kill you and harm you guys. I'm going to kill all 10 of you. If you guys all tried your best to try to kill me, nothing happened. And look what happened. Not only that, I'm the king of all of Egypt. So too, you guys. I cannot be harmed by you. The Jews, they had light, gladness, joy, and honor. Amrav Yuda Ora is the Torah. The light is a reference to Torah. V'cheinu, we're going to see this more on Yud Zayin, but that these are the things Dafka Haman tried to remove from Klal Yisrael. The things that showed a special connection to Klal Yisrael and Hashem. The Torah, obviously, the number one thing that connects to Hashem is the Torah. Chedimar Kinetzer and Torah. Ora Simcha is the Yomtav. Also, it's an Os. Yomtav is considered an Os. We don't put tefillah on that day. Chedimar Mar V'Samach the Bechagach. Sosan is a Mila. Also, obviously, an Os is the actual Mila itself. Chedimar Sosan Nechem Rasecha. V'Yikar Elut Tefillah. These are all different connections between the Jewish people and Hashem. They're going to see us and they're going to be in awe of us. These are the special tefillin wear word on the head. These are the 10 children of Haman that were killed. You have to read them in one breath. Even though this is a din, you were thought maybe only it's not a din b'diavad, meaning that's like lechachila. You should read in one breath. If you read it not in one breath, that is going to be your yotze b'diavad. Tos already pointed out. That's halacha also. The Ramah quotes the minhag of the Maril that it says we already start from chamesh mos ish because we assume that the chamesh mos ish are really the ones who commanded 50 of them. That's part of the each 10 sons had 50 people, and therefore that's part of the Aseres B'nei Haman that wanted to kill the Jews. So we read them all in one vasachas. My tama kula ba'adad I didn't have to go shemaz because they all died at the same time. Amar Yochanan Vav de Vazaisa, the letter Vav Vazaisa, Tarach HaMitzvah B'Zkifa has to be elongated. How exactly does this mean? Actually, the writing of it, some explain it means that the writing of it should be larger than normal. Others explain that it means that you should say it more, you should prolong it to make it more pronounced, that it's said properly. We write it longer. However, but the Evan, if you didn't write it longer, then the Megillah is still considered to be kasha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Now the Gemara continues. Kimadura de Levar, Tzarech Lemitzah Mizekipa, Kimadura de Levar. It's like a pole that like people in the river of Libras. Why that place? I'm not sure. My time at Kula Bechazekipa is given because all of them were hanged on one pole, and that's why you have to mention them all in Bevas Achas. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Chinin Amar Papa Darosh Rabbi Shila Ishkvar Termosa Kol Hashiras Kula Nechtavos. When you write a shira, a riach agav davina, it's half a brick, a whole brick. The way Rashi explains it is that you have the middle. If you ever look at the shira, shiras hazino, shiras hayam, and b'shalach coming up, you'll see. If you look at it in a sefer Torah, you'll have the middle line, and then you'll have divided by like two sides of it. You'll have the right and the left. I wish I could show a picture of it, and then you'll have again the middle line, and then the bottom of that, the right and the left. That's the way the normal shiras are written. However, the praise of the killing, it's considered a shira because the ayvim of Klal Yisrael are falling down, the 10 sons of Haman, that is written in a shira form. It's just written right to left, nothing in the middle. Right, just one right and left, all of them right and left, and with the big space in between in the middle of it. So Gemara says, "My time, what is the reason that it should be different?" Because it symbolically, the middle, if you have the middle and then the two sides, then the middle is going to have what to fall on. But here is a reference to the enemies of Klal Yisrael, the Kananim, and the sons of Haman. So therefore, that should be something which is mentioned with just the two sides. Another word is Vayomer Melech LaEsther Amalka B'Shushan Abirgar Hargu Ayehudim. In the capital, the Jews killed. Amar Rabbi Abba Melamed Sheba Melech Lasitro Alpiv. An angel came and struck Achashverosh in the mouth, so they could not complete against. He was upset that the Jews had killed too many people. Initially, Rashi points out he was upset that he killed too many people, and then eventually, angel confused him and he didn't speak out against the Jews for killing too many people in his nation. Avav Livnei Melech Amar Masefer. Where Esther approached the king and wrote a letter that said what Amar had advised to do. Amar Amral Mibayla. Why did I say Amar? She Amral. It was Esther before Achashverosh. Amar Biyochanan. So this is actually part of the story, the mitzvah of Megillah. Rather, Amar Lo Yomar Bepeh Mashikosu Basefer. The Megillah should be said from what is written in a scroll. You can't read the Megillah al-Pei. If you read the Megillah al-Pei, you're not Yotzei, at least the Rov of the Megillah. Now the Gemara continues. Divrei Shalom v'emes, that was the message brought out to the Yidden. Amar Rabbi Tanchum v'emrele Amar Rabbi Yasi melamed shetzerch sirtut. We learn over here the Megillah actually requires to be etched on a parchment, ka'amisa shel Torah. Like an actual Torah scroll, that's halacha, we have halacha on Moshe Sinai. You need those lines that you see on the Sefer Torah, that's not just stam. Those lines are, no pun intended, stam. But that's not stam. It's not, that's just the way that they make it. That's halacha on Moshe Sinai, that you need those lines. If you look at the Sefer Torah, look, there's like the etched lines, that's halacha on Moshe Sinai. Now likewise, the Maimar Esther Kiem, that Esther validated the halacha as a prayer, Maimar Esther in, Tiberi, it's almost low. That Esther words only contribute to a miracle and not the fasting. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Atzmos, Umaymer Esther, Kiem, Divrei Apur Me'ilet. That the fact that it was actually a combination, that both the fact that Esther had initiated the fasting and also the fact that Esther had come and the miracle came through her, that also was through her. The Gemara could read in the end of the Megillah, Ki Mordechai Yehudi, Mishal Melech Hashver, Hashver, Gidol Adim, Rotsa, Lerov Echav, he was papa amongst majority of his brethren. Lerov Echav, Lokal Echav. Not everybody loved him. How could not everybody love him? Lama Chepishuk, Mimanek Tetzel, and Hedjin. Some people, the Sanhedrin were upset with him that he should have been learning Torah all day, and once he accepted this position in the government, he wasn't able to learn on the same level. The Mara says, "Amar Yosef, Gadol Tamar Torah, Yoter Matzal Nefasha." Sometimes learning Torah is greater than saving lives. That it doesn't mean that obviously there's a threat to danger that you shouldn't be learning. Rather, it just means that overall, a person potential there to life would be lachora Torah is going to be greater. To Mikara Chasha Le Mordechai Baser Dalit. The Mordechai was mentioned after four Chachamim. Lasof Baser Chamisha. The end of the story is only mentioned after five. The second list, which was 24 years later, when the miracle of Mordechai is mentioned, it mentions him only fifth on the list, so he went down. Then Gemara says, "Meikar Ksev Asher Baru Mizrubba Yeshvayin Nachem Eshtari Rayam Mordechai Balshan." And the Mordechai Balshan is mentioned as number five. V'sof Ksevim Zerubel Yeshu Nechem Ezer Nechem Er Nechmini Mordechai Balshan. And Mordechai Balshan is actually number six. He went down to the level. He went down to a lower level. Okay, Ezra Shem will pick up with Amarav in tomorrow's daf.